WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thousands of people in North Carolina are still without electricity, food, water, other supplies in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. It's left at least 91 people dead and another 600 unaccounted for. The city of Asheville is particularly devastated. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
North Carolina's Linville River was already running high from unusually heavy rains before Helene's arrival. As for Riverside homes now,
they're non-existent,
says Joe Smith.
I had friends that lived in there, and when I drove through there yesterday, I cried.
Officials can't even get a firm count on the number of people missing because many areas are physically cut off and have no cell service.
More than 90,000 people in Conyers, Georgia, east of Atlanta, are being told to shelter in place following a chemical plant fire. A plume of dark smoke could be seen for miles nearby. U.S. ports from Maine to Texas could shut down if union dock workers walk off the job at midnight. The International Longshoremen's Association threatening to strike. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. With the gun deer hunt season on the horizon, DNR officials are reminding residents to take every precaution to prevent the spread of the disease and check their county's rules for things like baiting and feeding bans. A number of northwest Wisconsin counties had positive chronic wasting disease tests last year. There are a number of available testing options, including self-serve kiosks and with DNR partners. Duluth residents are complaining about trash pileup as the city's waste management services experience significant delays. They're also complaining that bears have taken to removing the trash themselves, putting residents in danger of coming into contact with them. Officials say area bears are likely running short on food in the wild and have become more aggressive in seeking food from the trash around the city. Officials are asking residents to be diligent about how long their trash is left out as the pickup delays are addressed.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder, with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do we do? we get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and terrorists, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. I'm talking about, you know, Donald Trump's campaign rally in Erie, Pennsylvania on yesterday, following his wife, Melania Trump's conversation on Fox News on Friday, talking about the fact that Democrats and others are endangering the life of her husband with the way they portray him and calling him a danger to our democracy. So I put together, you know, excerpts from his speech on yesterday, and we're playing those things back, and we're going to go right back there, and then we'll come back to the phone lines. Kevin, next up.
Bad. It's going bad. We have stupid people running it. We also need you to find as many other new voters as you can, so go get them. We have some voters that are for us, but they never voted. And they're going to want to vote. Just a little bit prodding, they'll come out and they'll vote. Our entire nation is counting on the people of the Commonwealth. And I know you will not let us down. You're not going to let us down. We're going to have a tremendous vote. We're leading by a lot in Pennsylvania.
Just keep running them off.
Year and a half, every single one of them, she changed to the exact opposite. Like taking prisoners and giving them sex change operation. She's totally in favor. That's what she wants to do. That's one of the more men playing in women's sports. Who would want that? Who would want that? We're going to win this Commonwealth. We're going to defeat Lion Kamala Harris, and we will make America great again. We will do that. And this is the most important election. I think it's going to be the most important election of them all. I mean, they had some pretty good ones, right? long time ago, they had some pretty good ones, but this is, you know, I thought that 2016 was the most, and I'd say that this is the most important because the border was bad. And then we fixed it 100%. It was so good. And then these guys took over and they destroyed it quickly. They got rid of little things like remain in Mexico, you know, things like not easy to get remain. When I told the president of Mexico, you know, everybody's staying in Mexico. No, no, we wouldn't do that. I said, yes, you will. Because if you don't, we're going to tariff your cars at 150%, and that's going to be the end of that. Sir, we'd love to do that. We'd love to keep everybody in. We had hundreds of thousands of America, as we know it, will absolutely be destroyed. You'll have not 21 or 25, whatever it may be. Nobody has any idea. They have no idea. They have no idea. You know, they like to say 12, 14, 13. It's 21. It's probably could be 31, could be a lot more than that. They have no idea. They're pouring in. Kamala is openly acknowledged to be the worst vice president in history. And as president, she would be much worse than that. She would be
so hold up. Hold up, Calvin. So Kamala Harris has openly, you know, said that she is the worst vice president in the United States. That's what he just said. She said she is the worst vice president of the United States. He's saying she said that. Calvin, go ahead.
I mean, they asked her, did anybody see the Oprah interview? Oprah wanted to climb under the table. She couldn't. The whole thing is crazy. 2 days ago, for the first time ever, the Patriots of ICE released. This is the first time ever where they released murder numbers and rape numbers and human trafficking numbers. They never do that. They talk about overall nice and gently. But somebody felt that these numbers should be released, and they came out actually just as she got to the border. It's very interesting. This was a little tough. Because she gets up and she goes, well, I didn't really get involved too much with the border, but I'm going to now get involved. Why didn't she do it almost 4 years ago? Why didn't she do it? Because she can't do it. She can't do it. Number one, she doesn't have the capability. Number two, her base will not let her do it. For whatever reason that is, you have to explain that. But new data came out. And the massive number of savage criminal aliens that Kamala Harris has
savage
allowed
criminal
to invade our
aliens.
Country. This is an invasion, and these people are mean, tough. She had a total, listen to this, these numbers just came out. Nobody thought, and I've been saying it for a long time because we are the party of common sense. I knew that once they had open borders, all of the countries, I didn't think about all over the world. I thought in South America, it's all over the world. Last week, a lot of people came in from the Congo, a big prison in
Congo, really?
In Africa.
Really?
Welcome to the United States. They came in from the Congo. They come in
really?
From South America. They come in from Asia. They come in from all over the
They've
world.
They've come in from
they
the
come
Congo.
In from all over the world. The Middle East, you got to see, from Yemen, they're coming in.
From Yemen.
We have more terrorists come into our country in the last 2 and
raw
a half
meat.
Years.
Raw meat.
We've ever seen. You know, I had 1 year where Border Patrol said no terrorists came in. I had another year where they said 11 came in. Thousands of terrorists are pouring into our country now. Thousands.
Well, so let's stick a pin in it there for now. You know, a bunch of people from the Congo, savages. And Melania Trump said that Democrats are inciting people to attempt to assassinate her husband because they're saying he's a threat to democracy. And you just hear the bigotry and racism that flows from Donald Trump's mouth. And it's easy for him to say those things. And then he's got an army behind him. Yeah, yeah. Say it again. Say some more. my God, where this nation is headed. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Well, I hope everybody that heard all of that, it motivates them to get out and vote so we don't have an authoritarian dictator.
This was yesterday. This was enough. Yesterday.
I know. It's enough to make me puke, to tell you the truth. I just want to say, honestly, to just a message to just clear-thinking, regular Republican people. First, can you vote for a convicted felon? Can you look your grandchildren and your children in your eyes and say, I voted for a convicted felon? Number two, if you have any children that are on the spectrum or have autism or any of that stuff, Donald Trump is showing you right there. They're not safe. Those children will also be exterminated. They will be sent to camps, along with a lot of other of us will be sent to camps because of the fact that Donald Trump believes in a pure white race. And he believes not in the fact that someone can have a disability. He is the most, he's a monster.
He's vile. He's
truly a monster.
Yes.
He is Hitler 2.0. He is Charles Manson 2.0. And he is Jim Jones 2.0. He thinks he can, you know, tell his, even though he would be in jail, he'd be telling his followers what to do. But I do believe in this country. I do believe what happened on January 6th held. I think a lot of those people went to jail, and I know that I know people will disagree that they think it would be a horrible thing when he loses, but I really don't think so. I think our democracy is strong enough, and there's more of us than there are of him, but we have just got to get out and vote in record numbers. This has got to be a landslide election. This has got to be no doubt what the results are, because this guy is a monster. And again, just examine your conscience, people. Examine your conscience. This guy called someone mentally ill who's not mentally ill.
Yes.
But I'm not going to fight these words, these stupid things that he says. I would really rather talk about things that affect all of us, which is child care, health care, taxes, rent or mortgage. And those things Kamala Harris has a plan for. Donald Trump has two plans, Project 2025. He may call it something else. He may call it Project 2026 or something and say, oh, no, I meant that. I didn't mean, you know, when he says he wants to run away from Project 2025, he'll just call it something else after it's done and say, oh, no, that's what I meant. And it'll be exactly Project 2025.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. We'll continue it. On the other side, you're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
So you may have heard of Project 2025, a plan crafted by Trump and his MAGA loyalists to give Trump virtually unchecked political power and take Black America backwards. Here's how. Project 2025 strips away our voting rights protections, and it eliminates the Department of Education. It would siphon public school funding to private schools, leaving our kids behind. Planning on going to college? Good luck paying for it. Project 2025 cuts funding for federal student loans. Trump's Project 2025 would also make states monitor women's pregnancies, and it bans abortion. Project 2025 would also gut Obamacare, ripping away health care from millions. Simply put, Trump's Project 2025 would be devastating to Black America. But we can stop it by voting for Kamala Harris for president, because we are not going back.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Again, 855-752-4842 is the number. And so I'm just, you know, we're playing excerpts from Donald Trump's amateur hour on yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania. Calvin, we're going to play some more before we go back to the phone lines. Go ahead, please.
Yesterday, she made a speech like everything on the border is good. And she's going to fix the border. Did you see that crazy speech? And I'm going to fix the border because I was a prosecutor. You know who she prosecuted? Mostly her political opponents like me. But how am I doing? I'm doing pretty good, right? She actually had a terrible record as a prosecutor. And you know who she went after more than anybody? African-Americans. They hate her.
Oh, so African-Americans hate Kamala Harris. Okay, Donald Trump, if you say so. Go ahead, Calvin.
With illegal migrants is the biggest crime story of our time, because hundreds of thousands of people are going to be victims very shortly. It's happening. We had many of them yesterday. We had this incredible event. We had many of the parents of victims at the event. We had one or two that spoke to, it's impossible almost for them. Their lives are destroyed, just so you understand. Their daughters were killed. Their lives are destroyed. Their sons are killed. And they were killed by migrants that came in illegally that were so vicious, like you've never seen before. Already hundreds of people have been murdered because of her action at the border, and thousands more will follow in rapid succession. She should be impeached.
Hold that, Calvin. So thousands of innocent people are going to be murdered by migrants, says Donald Trump on yesterday. What does he have to back that up? He doesn't need any. He continues to feed raw meat and racism to his followers, and they continue to just lap it up. Go ahead, Calvin.
And these killers are stone-cold monsters and have so little heart. They have no heart. They really have no heart. Worse than anything you can see on television, you know, you look at the mob pictures, the gangster pictures, the drug dealer pictures. These people are far worse. There's nobody in Hollywood like this. You can't get people like this. You'll see that in a second. And they don't care when or who they kill. They wake up. Vicious death, by the way. You know, I brought something, the snake. Does anybody want to hear it? We don't have to do it if you want to get back. Should we do the snake or not?
Skip that because it's absolute silliness. Go ahead, Calvin.
They cost much more. There are a lot of problems, and they don't work well. You know, in Iowa, it was 20 degrees below zero, and I always heard the cars don't work well in the cold. And I had a big night in Iowa. I won that whole primary thing. We won by numbers that nobody's ever seen before. So I remember it very vividly, and I'm driving there, and there are cars all over the road. I said, what the hell is going on? Sir, they're electric cars, and they don't work in cold weather. I said, oh, that sounds like a bad idea. No, there are a lot of problems, but there are a lot of, you know, some people want them. They're great. Other people don't. But you have to have your choice. If you want a gasoline-propelled car, if you want to have a hybrid, you should have it. You should be able to have it. The new thing is hydrogen. They have hydrogen cars. They have one problem. On occasion, it will blow up. And when it blows up, you are not recognizable. No, you're not even recognizable. This is like a massive bomb being dropped. When it blows up, you are no longer, your wife cannot identify
you. Hey, Calvin,
you.
Have you ever heard of that hydrogen cars that are on the market?
I know of them as like a concept or a theory, but they don't.
They're
I don't
not
think
on the
they,
market.
They're not, yeah, one, they're not on the market. on, they're man. Like garage projects people have made. And I don't think they blow up.
Well, they do in his mind. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
I think, but they say that's the new up-and-coming thing. So far, I'm not interested. Her insane electric vehicle mandate will decimate Pennsylvania's economy by abolishing gas-powered cars and trucks for American roads and destroying your fossil fuel industry. And there's very few states that benefit like you do from fracking. I mean, it's you have 500,000 jobs. And if she gets it, she's going to just dead it. She's a liar. Remember, again,
oh,
McDonald's, just put it in your mind.
So stick a pin in it, Calvin. So the man who is the king of lying said that Kamala Harris is a liar. I don't know how he should ever be allowed to call somebody else a liar before somebody calls him out and says to him, you're the king of lying. You know, I don't even understand how he can fix his mouth to call somebody else a liar. Listen, 855-752-4842, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We got more.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-democracy groups say absentee ballot drop boxes benefit all kinds of people. Sam Liebert is the Wisconsin director of a group called All Voting is Local.
Whether they're voters with disabilities, they're third shift workers, they're single parents, all types of people benefit from having ballot drop boxes.
Marathon County prosecutors are investigating whether Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law when he moved a drop box out of public reach last week. The sheriff in Dodge County recently urged local clerks there not to use drop boxes. Authorities say one student is behind a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools last week. The threats forced Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Altoona, Augusta, and Elk Mound schools to close. The Justice Department says it will press charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed in a single-vehicle UTV crash in Rusk County over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the driver of the UTV was traveling on May West Road east of County Highway J in the town of Flambeau on Friday when they lost control and crashed into a wooded area off the road. When authorities arrived, both the driver and passenger were transported to the hospital. The passenger was pronounced dead at the hospital and the driver was airlifted to a trauma hospital. The crash is under investigation. Efforts are underway to decrease the invasive sea lamprey population in the Great Lakes. Over the weekend, the Sea Lamprey Control Program and the Great Lakes Fishing Commission poured lamprecide into the White River in Wisconsin, hoping to cut down on the number of sea lamprey larvae in the streams that will eventually migrate to larger bodies of water when they're old enough. Officials say one sea lamprey is capable of killing about 40 pounds of fish, which has proved to be a grave threat to the fishing economy of the Great Lakes. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo took home a Best Documentary Emmy for his film Lakota Nation versus the United States. It all went down at the 45th Annual News and Documentary Emmy Awards last Thursday in New York City. The documentary details the seizure in 1876 of Black Hills and chronicles the Lakota tribe's fight to reclaim the land. Freddie Prinze Jr. has signed on for another installment of I Know What You Did Last Summer. This will be the fourth film in the franchise. Jennifer Love Hewitt is in talks but has not signed on to the project yet. This will be the third film of the franchise for Prinze. Another installment of the franchise had different actors and went right to video in 2006. Producers say they are hoping to have the film in theaters in the summer of 2025. If the original cast gets much older, the next installment can be called I Totally Forgot What Happened That One Summer. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, very excited to have Lee McGowan, the politics girl, is going to join us as we break down the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And as I stated early on in the show, you know, I watched Donald Trump's rally, that's what he called it, in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday. I watched the entire thing. An hour and 40 minutes or whatever it was. And, you know, I mean, I don't know who he is. I don't know what to expect. I didn't get anything differently. But I watched it from the perspective of having heard his wife, you know, condemning others for supposedly endangering her husband. And she's talking about how reckless people are on the Democratic side of things. So I couldn't help but, after listening to Donald Trump's speech or rally on yesterday, play it back for you, the listening audience, and let you determine who's being reckless, who's endangering whom. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Gene from McClair. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Thank you so much for sharing this rantings of a raging lunatic, and I say that from a mental health perspective. And thank you so much, because we have to hear these things. I watched the one from Prairie du Chien, and I thought, oh, man, this is a guy who's unfit, psychotic, and delusional. And I hope everybody listens and watches these, because this man is not fit to be the president of the United States. And I just hope people will stop a moment and think about this. All of us, every single child, woman, and man throughout our country has felt the significant impacts of Donald Trump's psychopathic, sociopathic language and behaviors. Every single one of us, whether you support him or not, and either consciously or unconsciously, without our consent. His psychosis impacts every single aspect of our lives. Chaos, deception, threats, fury. He has deceived and transformed our psyches in a violent manner. And only we can change this chaotic hatred and psychosis by voting against this, I'm going to call him a tyrant, or evil, or psychotic, and his supporters who do not call him out, who do not care about the people in our country, and to usher in hope for the children, grandchildren, elderly, and all Americans to have a sane country once again.
Hey,
Gene. Thank you very much for letting me voice my
opinion. Gene, very well said. Very well said. Thank you. Very much. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday. I really think that if this guy was the patriot he claims to be, his 757 jet would be loaded with water, canned food, and some other things to be dropped in different cities in the Appalachians, in Georgia, in Florida, if he wanted to really do something for the people of the country and make America great again. I gave Calvin the site where he can go and pull the audio from J.D. Vance not being allowed to go into a pizza parlor in Pittsburgh, because as soon as he showed up, everybody canceled their orders and were threatening to leave. So he had a little rally out front with the 10 people that had showed up to see him. And so that was kind of funny. I believe also at some point in his speech, he complained about the fact they wanted to have this rally outdoors, but it wasn't, they didn't think it was a good, safe idea so that there were 40,000 people outside waiting to get in. But if you actually look on the internet, you'll see pictures about maybe halfway through the rally, all the back seats are empty. People, you know, now people like Tom here are saying that they got paid, and as soon as the money hit their account, they left. But I don't know if that's true. But yeah, listen, the guy's a pathetic loser, okay? Just because that's the problem in this country. Everybody thinks because people have money, they're smart. No, Elon's not smart. He got his money from diamonds. Poor people down in Africa climbing into mining diamonds. And this guy got money from his father and couldn't even keep a casino running. So, you know, everybody wake up and smell what he's cooking. You know, let's get to November 5th. The Lewis family found a new place to live, so it's all good.
All right. Well, that's good news, man. Congratulations. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what? CJ? All right. Calvin, let's keep rolling that footage.
But he can run the United States of America. There's something wrong with that, right? There's something wrong with that. But the big case was a documents case in Florida. And we had a brilliant judge who was somebody that understood this whole thing. And I won the case in its entirety. And they go like, that was the big one. The big one was that we're going to get him in Florida. We're going to get that documents case. Now, these are very crooked people. These people have weaponized the justice system. And we're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen. It's a shame, but that's what it's been. Just makes your job more difficult. But it's all what we fight and the resolve that we have. It's the big reason why we're leading in Pennsylvania. And the Emerson poll just came out. I just heard 2 seconds ago, actually, we're up in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, and they're the only ones they did. Even the New York Times, they're not big fans of mine. I'm not big fans of them, the failing New York Times. The Siena poll, we're up in North Carolina by a lot. And we're up in Georgia by 4, and we're up in Arizona by 5. That's in the New York Times. If they say that, David, that means we're up by...
Man, this dude is delusional, goes, man.
Uncle Sam said triple. I think you're right. Uncle Sam, please stand up. Look at this guy.
Uncle Sam.
Thank you. And by the way, he doesn't work for me. He goes to a lot of these, you know, they say it's the greatest show on earth. It is pretty great, isn't it, though? Isn't it? The people make it great. It's the greatest show on earth. But he does, Uncle Sam, I don't know who he is, but I shook his hand the other day, like at the Nassau Coliseum when we had a big one, but I shook his hand. He's got the strongest hands. He almost broke. I couldn't believe it. I said, Uncle Sam has strong hands. David, I was complaining the whole night. I said, I'm never shaking that guy's hand again. Have you known that? You have strong hands. He said, thank you, sir, very much. And I felt that cracking feeling, right? Now, you're a strong guy, right? Strong hands. What did you do for a living?
I wanted to go to your inauguration.
Okay. That's a roofer. Good. I can see it. Good. I'll bet you're a good one, too. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Go ahead, David from Mequon. Good morning. You say what?
Hey, Errol. Quick correct with Brendan. The Permetti brothers is actually known for their sandwiches. It happens. They've been around since the 1930s, and they're phenomenal. I highly recommend anybody that goes into Pittsburgh and the PNC ballpark, not too far from there. That's where the original location is. But I have an issue with him saying that Elon Musk is not a smart individual. He is I consider him the Thomas Edison of the 21st
century. Hey, David, do you have...
And you may not agree with his policies. You may not agree with him, but until he changed, he was well recognized.
But David, do you have an issue? Do you have an issue with Donald Trump and his rally?
With his rallies?
With his rally. That's kind of what I've been talking about today.
Well, I just caught in the last 5 minutes here. As far as with what he, with what Trump is doing, listen, that he's doing what he's always been doing. And I think, you know, that's, he is not going to change. That's just the way he is. That's who he is.
That, let me ask you. So his wife the other day was on Fox News and condemning Democrats for endangering her husband's life with rhetoric. Look up, man, Donald Trump's rally at Erie, Pennsylvania on yesterday. I'm playing it almost in its entirety, you know, David, because the hypocrisy in all of this needs to stop. It needs to be exposed. So for her to solicit sympathy from people, Democrats, saying Democrats have endangered her husband's life, and then he says the horrific things that he said yesterday about Vice President Kamala Harris. Come on, man.
Well, listen, both sides have got to cut it out.
This is a
mud fight in if you're like pigs in a pig pen right now. And what I mean by that is both sides are slinging all sorts of, you know, just crazy stuff. It's not good. I mean, even Gene from Eau Claire, the people that are Trump supporters, they're evil and this and that. Trust me, there are, when you have that type of situation, this is meant to demonize. Listen, you know where my wife sits in the
Senate. Hey, Dave.
I love her. She's a Democrat. My mother-in-law.
Hey, David. I'm sorry, man. I don't hear Democrats sounding like what Donald Trump just, the two rallies that he just had on Saturday and Sunday. I played his speeches. I played what he had to say. There's no comparison.
I will listen to your podcast later tonight or tomorrow and listen to it in its entirety.
Well, you know, it's easy. You don't have to listen to it. He's spewing the same garbage that he's been spewing, as you stated, since, the beginning of time. Horrible, racist, bigoted, homophobic language. That's what he does.
At the end of the day, again, that's who he is. That's his
persona. I know, but that can't be acceptable, man. How can people say that's who he is and then vote for him?
Because it's not a personality contest at this point.
Does character matter to you?
Character does not matter in the United States anymore.
Well, there's something wrong if character doesn't matter. 855-752-4842. Character matters to me. No, I don't know about anybody else, but character matters to me. And if character doesn't matter, why are we wasting our time? He talks about, the low lives. If character doesn't matter, then, elect everybody that is low life. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. I'm proud to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin.
Across Wisconsin, people are standing up for Vice President Kamala Harris and Senator Tammy Baldwin because they stand up for us, taking on the big drug companies, lowering the cost of insulin and prescription drugs. They've even cracked down on greedy corporations to put an end to price gouging and surprise medical billing, and made sure no insurance company can deny you coverage for having a pre-existing condition.
Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting for people like me and all of my friends and everybody else I know.
Now, extremist politicians are trying to take away our basic freedoms. But Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin are fighting back, protecting our freedom to choose and our right to vote.
A lot of people fought and died for these rights. My parents, my grandparents.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I am going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin. They are fighting for me.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Rita from La Crosse. Good morning to you, Rita. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I say it's pretty hard to listen to this guy today, this early in the morning, but he shouldn't even be running for office. He's a sexual predator. He's complaining about sexual predators. That's what he is, and an insurrectionist. And I went door to door the other day, and I'm going to keep going door to door because this guy can't win.
You know, you say he can't win. I agree. I think he can win, and that's the fear. We have to do everything within our power to prevent this. This is an unbelievable reality, and I'm terrified. I'm frightened. Hey, Rita, keep up the good work. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Go ahead, CJ.
I don't know why you hung up on me last time, but that's okay.
Hey, CJ, let me tell you. Hold on. We didn't hang up on you, okay? If I would have hung up on you, we wouldn't have took your call now, okay? So go ahead. What is it you want to say?
Well, you know, someone called about deception. Well, in the truth, I spoke to you, I think, when you were on Dom's show, and you didn't respond, Earl, because you won't respond. He has a record. He has a record that...
Hey, CJ, look, I don't want to hear Memorex. I'm not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about the fact that Donald Trump just had two rallies and used horrible, horrible, bigoted and racist language and threw raw meat to the crowd. I don't want to go back, and I don't want to hear what you are talking about what Joe Biden said. We're talking about a man whose wife just on Friday said that the Democrats have been endangering her husband's life with their language. And I've been playing this entire 2 hours of my show, Donald Trump's language, on yesterday. What do you have to say about that?
America's in danger because of the borders are failing us. 13,000 murderers in our country.
Listen, man, thank you very much. You know, 13,000 murderers. If there are 13,000 murderers, the majority of them are American citizens. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks. If you look up Wikipedia, if you look at the stats that CJ and MAGA continuously spout regarding the numbers of the migrants and the illegals and the crimes, it's accumulative over decades. It is not. There is no good information being passed around just in the recent 4 or 5 years. It's all being clustered. It's all a big lie. It truly is. Look it up. Wikipedia's got it. Secondly, real quick, if character does not matter, Mark, what are we doing here?
I know, man.
What are we doing here? Was this entertainment? I mean, honest to goodness, Mark, you got to be better than that. What you're seeing is just like with Donald Trump. What you see is what you get. When you see this behavior from MAGA and the followers of this monster, believe it. It's real. It's who they are.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Brendan, you got the last of it.
Yeah, listen, I just wanted to go back to, kind of CJ is the typical example of what we're going to hear in the next 30 days, because we're down to a month there at the end of this week. They got no more excuses. That's the way he talks. He doesn't really mean that. You're going to hear nothing but excuse making from these people that continue to follow this clown, this loser. The other thing, like I said before, hey, if you're out there and you're listening and you got a church in your area, get some box food together, get some clothes you're not wearing. If you got baby clothes or stuff like that left over, get it to your local church. These people in that part of the country need our help now.
Well said, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call. Listen, I didn't get to all of it, and I thought we'd get through it, but the worst of it, we didn't get to play. But you can hear it for yourself. You know, Google it and listen to what this man had to say. The man that people, some unfortunately, are pushing to once again ascend to the most powerful man in the world. Thank everybody who made the show go. As always, Calvin, thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without you, the listening audience. Up next, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach Matinere on air. A beautiful, beautiful day. See you guys on tomorrow as Sandy Williams joins me once again.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kinnett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.